Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Phoebe Bishop. First, I'll take a look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Phoebe Bishop was born sometime around 2008 and lived in Gingin, Australia. This small town is in southeastern Queensland, 4 hours north of Brisbane. Phoebe's mother is named Kylie Johnson, and Phoebe has a younger brother. There has been no mention of any other relatives. For reasons which are not completely clear, Phoebe moved in with a man named James Wood and his girlfriend, Tanika Kristen Bromley. The lovers lived on Milden Street in a derelict house, which was full of trash. The residence resembled a garbage dump, but less clean and orderly. Later, the authorities reported a pervasive stench of decay emanating from the property. It appears as though James and Tanika were renters. James divorced in the fall of 2024 and moved into the house. In early 2025, his girlfriend Tanika joined him. It was at some point after this when Phoebe moved in with the couple. Phoebe had a boyfriend who she had met in high school. He moved to Perth in Western Australia, which is all the way on the west coast of the continent, over 2,700 miles from Gingin. In order to visit him, Phoebe saved up money to buy a plane ticket. She was scheduled to fly out of the Bundaberg Regional Airport, which is 32 miles east of Gingin. The plane would take her to Brisbane, then she would take another flight to Perth. Before moving to the timeline of the incident, let's hear a word from today's sponsor, DeleteMe. Over the past few years, I have covered a lot of stalking cases which involve a perpetrator easily finding personal information online. When people try to get this information removed, they find out it's extremely time-consuming. Fortunately, there is a solution. DeleteMe is a subscription service that can eliminate this type of personal information that is for sale online. They have the straightforward mission of removing customers' information from search results and upholding your right to manage and remove your personal information. The privacy experts at DeleteMe work continually to remove information from hundreds of data brokers. This gets rid of your personal data like address, occupation, marital status, age, names of relatives, and so on. How does it work? Submit your information to DeleteMe and their experts remove it. After that, they check every 3 months to make sure any new data get removed as well. If you want your personal information removed from search results on the web, go to joindeleteme.com/drgrande. DeleteMe is offering 20% off their privacy plans to all my viewers with my code drgrande. Again, that's joindeleteme.com/drgrande, promo code drgrande. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On Thursday, May 15, 2025, the day Phoebe was supposed to leave for Western Australia, she did not check in for her flight. Several reports in the media indicated that Phoebe's flight departed at 8:30 a.m., but as far as I can tell, there were no flights from Bundaberg Regional Airport to Brisbane at 8:30 a.m. There was one at 9:25 a.m. and one at 10:10 a.m. I think what they meant was that Phoebe should have checked in by 8:30 a.m. Either way, Phoebe Bishop never made it onto the plane, and she was reported missing. Here is what the police found during the course of their investigation. Phoebe was last seen on May 15, leaving the residence where she lived in Gingin at about 8 a.m. At 8:30 a.m., she made a phone call to her boyfriend in Western Australia. After this call, her phone was deactivated. There has been no contact with Phoebe since then. Her bank account has not been used since May 14, and her luggage was never found. James and Tanika told the police that they drove Phoebe to the airport using Tanika's gray 2011 Hyundai iX35 SUV. Later, the police expressed doubts that Phoebe ever made it to the airport. She was not captured by video surveillance inside the terminal. The police declared the Hyundai iX35 a crime scene. Based on this vehicle's track record of reliability, many owners probably feel the same way. Investigators paid a visit to the Milden Street house where Phoebe was living and declared it a crime scene as well. According to neighbors, the police found several dead dogs on the property, although the police would not confirm that report. One neighbor said that noise from parties came from the house on a regular basis. There was a poorly maintained bus parked outside, which James was selling on Facebook Marketplace. I guess he was hoping to attract buyers gearing up for the next Mad Max reboot. In addition to having interest in the Hyundai and the house on Milden Street, the police started searching the Goodnight Scrub National Park, which is about 25 miles south of Jinjin. Investigators said the area was crucial to their investigation. The police have stated that Phoebe's disappearance is suspicious, and there are no specific persons of interest in this case.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. In the days leading up to her disappearance, Phoebe Bishop was spotted at a local supermarket. Employees implied that she was looking pretty rough and was desperate for food. In March 2025, Phoebe made worrisome posts on social media. For example, she wrote, "I'm not built for this town. These aren't my people." In another post, Phoebe wrote, "Losing sleep and losing peace of mind." On May 12, 2025, 3 days before Phoebe went missing, she exchanged text messages with a friend. Phoebe said, quote, "I take off to Western Australia in 3 days. Get out of this blank home for a bit, so that'll be good. Just packing at the moment," unquote. She indicated she planned on staying in Western Australia for 10 beautiful days. On the next day, May 13, Phoebe took part in a social media trend where she pretended to have coffee with her younger self. In a long and rambling message, Phoebe implied that her mother would never be proud of her. Phoebe didn't talk to her mother, but it was better like this. On the same day, Phoebe posted an image of herself on social media along with the written message, quote, "When I die, get my dad to lower my coffin so he can let me down one last time," unquote. Item number two. On May 25, 2025, 10 days after Phoebe Bishop disappeared, Tanika Bromley was arrested for charges unrelated to the disappearance. The police found a sawed-off shotgun in the Hyundai iX35. She was charged with 2 counts of possessing explosives without authority and 1 count each of possessing restricted items and unlawful possession of weapons. At the time of her arrest, she was already on bail. Tanika's brother spoke to the media and said that his family had serious concerns about the welfare of those living at the Milden Street property. He suggested that James and Tanika have been reported many times to the authorities, including to Animal Protection Services. Item number three. On May 16, 2025, the day after Phoebe disappeared, James Wood had a curious text message exchange with a friend. Talking about Phoebe's disappearance, the friend said, "Surely the airport has footage." James responded, quote, "I don't know, but how's this? 'Cause I was one of the last people to see her alive. Cops basically asked me if I did her in or hurt her at all. I was like, what the blank? So yeah, that's nice to know that purely because I'm a male and look the way I do," unquote. The odd statements made by James do not prove that he harmed Phoebe, but they do prove that he is capable of murdering grammar. Item number four. A major focus of the investigation into Phoebe's disappearance is Tanika's Hyundai iX35. The police have asked the public for video surveillance near the Bundaberg Regional Airport on May 15 from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. This is the day that Phoebe went missing. They are also interested in anyone who saw the vehicle near the Goodnight Scrub National Park. On this same day, May 15, the Hyundai was captured on a back road in Jinjin at 10:30 a.m. Residents near the Bundaberg Regional Airport reported seeing a Hyundai driving suspiciously in the area on May 16. The police were questioned about a rumor that Phoebe had been arguing with the driver of the Hyundai and was kicked out of the car. They responded, "That's forming part of our investigation. It appears as though someone tried to make the Hyundai difficult to identify. For example, the license plate number was altered with black electrical tape to read 474BW8, instead of 414, EW3. So the 1 was changed to a 7, and the 3 was changed to an 8. The letters NSW were handwritten on the license plates using black ink. This refers to New South Wales, which is the state to the south of Queensland. On the rear of the vehicle, someone made a comically poor attempt to change the Hyundai emblem into the Toyota emblem. They would have been better off putting a fake mustache and sunglasses on the car. This makes me wonder if the car itself made these changes. Maybe it was just trying to get away from James and Tanika. The car was like, Hyundai? What Hyundai? I'm a Toyota. When the identity of a vehicle is disguised, it's usually because someone is trying to conceal wrongdoing. Now moving to item number 5. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Phoebe Bishop was described by people who knew her as feisty, strong-willed, sassy, and a banshee. It sounds like she may have been a little bit impulsive. The social media posts she made right before her disappearance suggest that the relationship with her family was strained. Phoebe was going through a rough time. This hardship combined with impulsivity led her to make a poor decision. She moved into a disgusting house where James Wood and Tanika Bromley lived. Phoebe valued her freedom, but she was also tired of living in filth and was eager to go to Western Australia to get a break from the stench. She planned to leave for Western Australia on May 15, 2025. Phoebe left for the airport that morning, but she was murdered prior to her arrival. She was never dropped off at the airport. The motive for the murder is unknown, but it probably did not have anything to do with Phoebe's trip. Rather, an argument may have led to this tragedy. After the homicide, the killer disposed of Phoebe's body using Tanika's Hyundai iX35. To prevent the vehicle from being identified, they altered the license plates and the Hyundai emblem. The killer is probably unsophisticated, impulsive, irresponsible, and antisocial. Based on the available evidence at the time I'm making this video, there is no way to know who the killer was. But of course, many people have their suspicions. One idea, which has occurred to a few people, is that James or Tanika could have been involved somehow in Phoebe's disappearance. There is no way to know for sure if they were involved, but one can make a good argument that the police should take a close look at them. For example, James and Tanika were the last people to see Phoebe Bishop. When investigators said they believed Phoebe never made it to the airport, they were essentially accusing the couple of being deceptive. Again, James and Tanika claimed they had driven Phoebe to the airport on May 15, 2025. If they really dropped Phoebe off, why wasn't she captured on video surveillance at the airport? Tanika's vehicle appears to be the primary focus of the investigation. Someone made modifications to the vehicle to prevent it from being identified. What motive would anybody have to do this other than the people who owned or had regular access to the vehicle? Like, if the vehicle had been stolen, why would the car thief bother to change the license plates? When the sawed-off shotgun was found in this Hyundai, Tanika was arrested. This is consistent with the idea that she was responsible for whatever happened in the vehicle. This is what the police may believe. Using this premise, if her vehicle was used to facilitate Phoebe's disappearance, as the police may suspect, that makes it seem like Tanika could have been involved. At the very least, she has some explaining to do. Who was driving her vehicle on May 15, 2025? Was it her? Was it James? Were they both in the vehicle? Maybe somebody else was in the vehicle. This is critical information to the investigation. There were many deficiencies with the house where James and Tanika lived, which point to chronic dysfunction. For example, the post-apocalyptic ambiance, creepy dilapidated bus, rich aroma of decay, and pet cemetery that nobody wanted. Environments like this are associated with an increased likelihood of criminal activity. Furthermore, Tanika was arrested for charges unrelated to Phoebe's case, and she was out on bail at that time. It is important to keep in mind that Phoebe may not be dead. Maybe there never was a homicide. Perhaps she just took off to start a new life. Without a body or other concrete evidence that she's dead, the starting a new life theory can be used as a defense if the police ever charge somebody with her murder. Those are my thoughts on the case of Phoebe Bishop. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.